So I'm Jake, I'm the MD of Opera Soc, and I basically look after all the music.
Hi, I'm Evie, I'm the president of the society and producing and choreographing for the show.
And I'm Freddie, I'm the director of Carmen, and I basically take care of all the visual side of things and what's going on stage.
Evie, I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about Opera Soc. What kind of operas do you put on?
We do two shows a year, and we usually start off doing a slightly more serious one, and then second semester we tend to go for comedies, usually GNS, although the last few years we have ventured out of that. We did one called Dragon of Wantley, which was quite rarely performed, and that was quite good to do something different. We don't always have people performing in the society. We have a separate membership called Opera Lovers for people that don't want to perform but want to be involved in socials and are interested in opera in general. So they get discounts on our tickets and they come to our socials. They can come to rehearsals if they want. So we have an unauditioned chorus, and we're one of the only unauditioned performance societies in the union. And obviously we audition our leads for every single show.
I think a lot of people like opera, but opera is not that easy to sing. So I mean, I definitely wouldn't be able to audition for a lead, but Opera Lovers sounds really, really cool. Freddie, you are directing Carmen. I wondered if you could tell us if you found anything particularly challenging with directing an opera as opposed to just a straight dramatic play.
So obviously with opera, the emphasis is always on the music. And that's something you've particularly got to keep in mind. I mean, it's all very well having people stabbing each other and fighting, but at the end of the day, they've also got to sing at the same time. Or dancing as well, things like that. Also, it's important to think about the fact that these guys have so much to sing, and you have to pace out the rehearsal process so they don't completely blow themselves out of steam before we get to performance night, because it's very easy to do that. Maintaining respect for your actors and the rest of your crew whilst trying to get everyone to do what you've dreamt up in your head.
Jake, do you have to collaborate a lot with Freddie, or do you guys rehearse the music and drama separately, or do you bring it together? How does that process work?
Basically, we learn the music first, and then the blocking comes after. And as Freddie was saying, that because there's so much music and so much involved, that it's interesting for the performers, because they have to really... They're concentrating on two different things at two different times, and as Freddie was saying, it can be interesting contrast.
I'm also collaborating with two other choreographers, one of which is very experienced in flamenco, so that's really useful. She's been teaching us some of the traditional proper moves. She knows how to use castanets and things like that. And so we've got a few large numbers throughout the piece. Not everyone on stage is dancing. We've got a small section of dancers in the marching chorus and another little bit earlier on. So we try to use the kind of traditional moves and get the feel of the whole Spanish setting. So that's been really fun, because we're not sort of renowned of having much dance throughout our shows. The last one we had, Rudigord, did have some nice bits in, but it's really nice to sort of start bringing it out and using the different talents that we have throughout the society.
So Freddie, what's influenced your approach to the performance and to handling a production with so much to think about?
I've had quite a number of influences, particularly from films that I enjoy, because I think the main thing for me is making opera more exciting, getting more going on stage to sort of meet the demands of a modern day audience. And I've also taken quite a lot of influence from pulp and cult films in particular. So people might recognize some sort of Tarantino aspect in there. The color style has been slightly robbed from Sin City. The fighting is particularly grimy, so I kind of wanted to make it a bit more gritty and realistic rather than going all floaty and lovely, which I think some people might wrongly associate with a lot of opera productions. And I want to make it more accessible for students and people who may not have considered going to an opera before, to make it something that they would enjoy as well as respect, and allow them to try something new and enjoy it at the same time.
So if people haven't been to an opera before, or even if they've just not been to Carmen, if each of you could pick maybe your highlight, your best bit that you would say to look out for, maybe not spoilers from your show, but just what's your favorite part of Carmen
apart from teaching the music, obviously? I'd have to say I loved teaching the orchestra the particularly the on-tract, because it's just a really nice catchy tune. I mean, that'll be after the interval when the audience come back in, and they'll be listening to that, which I love. But I've actually recently come to really enjoy the actual finale. I'm not going to say what happens. That's obviously the massive spoiler. That's a lot of fun to conduct and a lot of fun to get involved with both Bianca and Callum, because they're brilliant on stage, and like they really know what they're doing, and it just works perfectly.
I'm kind of stealing mine. I've got a few. One of which was the end, because I think the way that Freddie's directed it, it's took it away from the whole big dramatic opera thing and made it more gritty, like you said. And I think that's going to have a lot of impact. Also, the big marching chorus numbers with the dancers when everyone's on stage, I think is going to be really vibrant. I'm looking forward to that.
The first one is probably when it's a scene when all the girls in the chorus are going absolutely mad at each other. And it is quite a visual treat to watch 30 sopranos ripping each other to shreds. So that's one. The other one is actually, again, in the final, it's just a tiny little snippet of music, because there's so much manic stuff going on. There's just suddenly this bit which is so beautiful, and it sticks out very pleasantly, like a nice sore thumb, I suppose. To me, we were talking about it today, it's just kind of looking through Don Jose's eyes at that moment, because he seems to be in this deluded fancy that everything could still go well by this point, and it doesn't. It's quite an interesting little change that comes quite clear. And lastly, also the fight again between the Toreador and Callum, just because it looks wonderful, and I'm very grateful to those guys for doing it such justice.
A lot of moments to look forward to then. Finally, do you guys have a favorite production of Carmen that you've seen, or performance, particular performer that, if it was your dream cast or dream company to work with?
Love to be able to do some work with Opera North, because they obviously know a lot about what they're doing. And Leeds, yeah, of course, yeah.
Thinking about past productions, there's a DVD that we've got of the Glyndebourne version, which is really great. I don't think it's something that I'd model it on personally, because I'd always want to try and do something different, but I really like the set in that one as well. That was really cool, and we've sort of taken a little bit of inspiration from that set.
Singing aside, just more of a visual and kind of personality point of view, I guess the two main characters and actors I would want in those roles, if I could, it would be Michael Cera for Don Jose, just because he's kind of got that naivety that you'll especially see in this production, which I think works quite well. And also Anne Hathaway as Carmen, just because, I mean, ever since watching Dark Knight Rises, she just can so easily flip from sexy and sweet to sexy and scary, which, yeah, sexy is kind of the thing Carmen's character pivots around, but she could do that so well, and it would be really interesting to see her in.
If we want to buy tickets and come and see Carmen, where can we do that?
So you can either email us at mail@operasoc.co.uk and ask to reserve tickets. Please let us know whether you want an adult, a student or a concession, and how many and for which night, which will be the 4th to the 7th of February. Or you can come to our store, which will be from next week for 2 weeks, from Monday the 26th, except for Tuesday the 27th will be in the Refreshers Fair in the Riley Smith Hall. And you can come and see us then, and we can sort out your tickets for you there. And then prices for the Wednesday, it's a discount for £6 for students and £6 for adults, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, £5 for students and £7 for adults.
Great, thank you very much, guys.